This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and less nerd talk-er. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola Wanshang Howdy, Chilama, and I don't even remember how to say where is the toilet anymore.
One day, I'm not even going to attempt it. To be fair, I also do not know how to say where is the toilet in Japanese. I could probably, it's probably something like toileru or something like that. And it's
you're just making it up. That's like speaking in Italian. Can I see the toilet?
It's crazy. Like the Japanese, like about a third of their words are just taken from other languages, and then they just phonetically write them in Japanese. But they have to put like so. My name Greg is it's Guregu, and then they just don't say the U's. So they say, "Oh, Guregu," and I'm like, "What? That's racist of you Japanese." Wow. And they're like, "No. That's how it works. Is we don't have a G that's like that. They do have a G actually. It's JI, but we don't have a G." Like a Western G, so we would say G-U, and then you don't say the U. Okay, thanks, everybody. That's nice.
I like Guregu.
Guregu?
Sound like a fine dish.
Well, it's like Gergu, the Hungarian.
That's right.
The brother of, what was it, Gábor Talmási. I can't believe I remember where that comes
from. Wow. I was going to say, you pulled that out of your ass.
Wow. Proud of myself here. It's just Siege and I tonight, which is super fun, but it's also, I don't know what happened to Gravy. Something's wrong with Gravy. He's missing. I think it has to do with butt stuff, probably.
Always.
Not his, but the pursuit of. And then, who knows? Ever since Brandon became HOA president, he's got
he's
other priorities.
He's lording over Spokane.
Yeah, he's still traumatized from the trick-or-treating of 1,800 people coming through his door.
At anyway, one time.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, Siege, how's it going, buddy? Anything cool to report? I have something to talk to you about that you've done, but how much for your perspective? No, it's good.
Okay, good, good. I'm very proud of that. Well, I mean, other than I did a bunch of voice work today. I'm currently not allowed to talk about all of them, but there's about four different cartoons I'm working on from all over the world. One of them, yes, as I was making fun of Italians, one of them is an Italian anime, and it is literally the biggest pain in the ass of any of the ones that I work on. So
wow.
Shout out to you Italians and all your dumb little syllables.
I love, I keep singing the song. I don't know who it's by. I know almost none of the words, but it's the one where it became a meme with the raccoon spinning around and it's Pedro, 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 Pedro,
oh, yes.
Pay.
That's like ridiculous.
Practicamente Emilio di Santa Fe. Yeah, there we
you,
go.
You speaking Italian sounds oddly almost Eastern Bloc European.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's very good. It's better, more European than me.
So last night I didn't know what to have for dinner, right? And I was like, I didn't want to go anywhere. I was too lazy. And I don't really have like anything that, when you look at the fridge 10 times, you're like, I have nothing to eat here. And then I settled on, I was like, oh, that's right. In the car, 2 weeks ago, I went to Costco and I bought a 6 or 8 pack of the big ramens that they sell.
Hell yeah.
And well, those have been sitting in the trunk for 2 weeks now, so I better go get those
out. Nice and warm. So, extra crispy.
Extra crispy. And so I brought one in, and as I was preparing it, I had a flashback to a video that you sent.
Oh.
And it was of you cooking. And I would like you to, I can't remember the context that this happened, but I would like you to describe what you were cooking because it gave me significant doubts about if I was doing life right or not as I was making my own ramen.
Well, as you know, I watch quite a bit of Xiao Hongshu and the food videos on there are incredible. Ramen is like a national staple of all of the Southeast Asian countries. And I have gotten so many like secret tips on how to do that. So
I've got to say though, my favorite part about Xiao Hongshu
Red Note,
is that I can never remember. I always want to call it Red Book.
Xiao Bao.
And I think that's like, book. And that's like, I think, something that American ladies, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
Xiao Long Bao, as I remember it. It's so fascinating to me because it's bridged the gap between the idea that you put too many people in one spot and it's the same everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's no such thing. Like I've traveled a little bit. I've been to Formula One in a lot of different countries, and no matter, they have rednecks in every country.
Yeah.
China and Belgium and you know, all of them. I don't know about Japan, actually. I don't know if they'd call them rednecks there. I think that they're a different breed there. Maybe not every country, that's but most racist. Countries I've been to, I've run into some serious redneckage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you send us a lot of cooking videos from Xiao Hongshu, the Red Note, when you send us those videos that you find on there, and you're like, whoa, check this out. I'm like, they're just as disgusting as us.
Hell
they're
yeah, like, it's even better, though.
How many hot dogs can we fit into this fish's mouth? Or what? Right? You know what? It's not that, but it's like, you're like, what? What are you doing? And then I'm like, I mean, okay. It makes me realize that like people push the limits of like, I'm going to get attention with my cooking video in America. And so they like we're going to use a whole block of Velveeta. Okay, gross. And then I'm like watching your stuff and I'm like, oh, they do that there too. And so, not that I should be surprised, I just always think of us as being the most disgusting out of mm-hmm. everybody when it comes to like our diet versus our health. But it turns out it's not just us. And so, thank you. So tell us what you were cooking that night there, Siege.
That night I was using just standard plain Chinese noodles. I'm not even using like a ramen pack. I just buy noodles. I got a noodle guy. You want Japanese noodles, you need Thai noodles, you need Chinese noodles, I can get you noodles.
How about noodle noodles? Can you make one out of my dog?
No, thank you.
Okay. Because she sucks. So my kid wrote a thing today, what I'm grateful for. He named his three cats, and I was like, how about the dog buddy? And he was like, no.
No.
I was like, all right, cool. It was like
a
choice.
I totally get that coming from him.
So let's make some doodle noodles.
So I was making ramen with just standard Chinese noodles. Yeah. I also had some pan-fried dumplings that I was making. Mm-hmm. And as I was making those dumplings, I was also throwing them into the ramen noodles. After I boiled the ramen noodles, I took half the water out, added some cream to make it creamy, added some extra sauce, different types of sauces, the dumplings, and then, yes, what you're referring to is the three giant string cheese, mozzarella string cheese that I had in there to melt in and mix as well.
Okay. First of all, are those from Costco?
I wish. I don't have a Costco membership.
Okay. That's first of all, great. Secondly, I watch far less TikTok than I have been because I deleted it from my phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you watch it?
I watch it on my laptop, but it turns out pretty much the only time I'm on my laptop is when I'm working. And so like, it's just a distraction in that way. But like, at least when I'm standing around waiting for something to happen, I'm not like, I took a book with me somewhere the other day. Cause I was like,
what?
Instagram sucks.
Like an actual book.
Yeah. Like a physical book. It's the new Star Wars. It's about Darth Vader.
Nice.
I don't even really like it that much, but it's,
it's cause it's not being read to you.
Yeah, it's pretty weird to read. My brain is, I mean, TikTok has killed my ability to do any of these things.
Do you go back and read the same sentence about 15 times because you don't remember where you were?
Of course. And I can't stay focused that long. I'm like, you know, in third grade when Jimmy ran away and like you didn't tell anybody, even though you knew, you're a real piece of shit. And then I'm like, wait, what's Darth Vader up to? And like, so true story. <There I am. laughs> Okay. So
shout out to Jimmy.
What's up, dummy? And so I got to remember to beep that. That's not cool. I can't just dox people. Anyway. What if that guy's alive? I'm going to look him up. That's a good idea. Yeah. Anyway. So I watched they go into the convenience stores. It's in Japan. It's in Korea. And they you know, the first thing that they always get is the like giant plastic cup full of ice. And then it has like a plastic like peel away lid on the top. You peel that away and then you grab a tube of drink to add to it. And it's like,
I've figured out that the different colors of the lids on the ice are the different sizes of the cups and the different types of ice. So it's like, they're all 24 ounce or 36 ounce. So they're big cups, and it's whether you want the cube ice, whether you want the big ball of ice or you want the giant shards of ice.
Yeah. I'm like whatever they serve at Sonic.
That's the best. Yeah.
Like the weird, like little,
the weird lawn pellets. Balls.
Yeah. Anyway, for when you aerate your lawn, the little plugs that come out, only the tiny version of that. Yeah. So you think good. I could come up with a different example than lawn pellets, but I really can't. I can't
rabbit think of like nuggets.
It's sort of like Tylenols.
Yeah.
Like ice. So,
if Tylenol made ice, it would cause autism.
So the first thing they do is they grab the cup of ice, then they grab the weird kind of baggy pouch thing full of cola, and then they like add the two together. It's like very strange.
Purple drink.
Yeah. This one's got mango. This guy took the equivalent of a La Croix and added whatever mango flavor. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. And then they go and they always get one of the disposable bowls of ramen.
Yeah, the bulldog. It's usually the pink one.
And then they like always go and get a bag of cheese that's like single serving. And then they like make the ramen, and then before they eat it, they go back and they add the cheese to it and close it up and let it sit for a few minutes, and it melts the cheese into it. And so I saw you Florida version of that, which is just like huck a couple
alligator cheese
string cheeses into there, and they're flop flop. It's like the hot dogs of cheese. And and there I was like cooking I was like watching my ramen heat up and feeling about as enthusiastic as I sound right now. And I was like, you know, I've got so much string cheese and I could just throw a couple in there and it would be awesome. And I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Oh,
it was weird. I was just like, I know, what's wrong with me? Something's wrong with me.
Is this like some like moral dilemma going on here?
No, I mean, I think it's more like depression.
Are you so depressed that you can't even give yourself the gift of cheese?
Yeah, I think that might be, I don't know. I to be fair, I eat a lot of cheese every day because I am, I just hate preparing anything for myself. It's I will make my kid 10 meals a day. I love making food for him. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to feed the beast, it's like, I'm like, why can't I just eat what the dog eats? That'd be awesome. I wish there was just a kid like that. Dog will crap her pants with excitement every time I'm like, yo, you want some of this chow that you've had every single meal for the last 7 years or whatever?
Oh, she's like, God, yes.
I can't believe you still love me.
I have never eaten a day in my life, and this is the greatest day ever.
Yeah, I just wish that, like, I wish Cheerios had all the nutrition that I needed, because then I could just, you know what I mean?
Cheerios
just like
are so good.
Just like, I wish there was like four versions of that, and I could just like walk around just kind of munching on that, just like a hand in my hoodie's pocket, just with like a baggie in there, and I'm just like, whatever.
That sounds like the dream, actually. That's what we do as toddlers, right? They give us like plain Cheerios, and we just kind of single serve them.
Yeah. And so like, I wish that, what I'm trying to say is someone needs to get on the nutrition thing, and they need to do that. And then food should be like the art. It should be like when you want something like amazing, or you need something, you know, to like spice up your life a little bit, it's there. But when you don't want to think about it, there should be like sweet and savory, and you pick one and just eat that for your meal or whatever.
What you want is, you want astronaut food.
Yeah, I want Nebuchadnezzar food.
You just want pre-bagged things that you can just rip the top off of and squeeze it into your mouth like a go-gurt.
100%. It's why fast food is so appealing. It's because they're just like, hey, could you give me the sodium blob so I could just go on with my life? And they're like, absolutely. One sodium blob, sir. And I'm like, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then the drive-through makes it even easier.
You know, they're like, $11, don't stand up. And I'm like, great. I can't reach my debit card. And they're like, just boop your phone, buddy. And I'm like, okay, thanks. I don't really feel like doing that. It's in the app. I'm like,
there you go.
You get me. And it's all of them. It's like fancy fast food, like Chipotle does it through the app you can mm-hmm. order, or Taco Bell, or any of them. And it's just, why would I ever?
There's a Chipotle over by my main studio that with a drive through.
I've never seen that before, I don't think. I can't think of a Chipotle insane. With a drive.
Yeah. You can either order at the thing, just like a regular old drive through, or you do your app and just tell them, hey, I'm here to pick it up. And they got it ready right there at the window. Don't even have to leave your car to get Big Fat Burrito.
Gosh. Were you the one that told me that I can order my Taco Bell burritos with a
hefty
certain...
Hefty boy!
Hello? One hefty boy, please.
Can I have a hefty boy Cholito, please?
Bad news, by the way. The member exclusive chili cheese burrito?
It's gone.
It's gone, dude. I went the other day and I was like, why would you still have the double-decker taco? Why are you going to do me like that? The double-decker taco, it's fine. It's fine. I don't want that. I don't have any nostalgia for it other than it sounded better than it is. The Cholito is what I want. And
the Cholito is like a national pride thing, like for people of our generation.
I think it's my number one favorite.
Yeah.
At Taco Bell.
Without a doubt. For me, it's that. Then the Mexi Melt.
Nachos Bel Grande. Oh, damn it.
Oh, Nachos Bel Grande is so good though.
Yeah.
Ever since they made the Crunchwrap Supreme, I kind of just like think of that as they wrapped up Nachos Bel Grande.
I want the control over the elements. I want the bits and boops, and then I'm like, oh, I'll leave a little extra cheese for those last few. It's gonna be great. Should we get to talking about glory holes, because we've covered fast food now, and that's usually where this goes?
Oh man! You know what? Actually, speaking of glory holes, I wanted to mention our good friend and listener of the pod, Eric Perry. He sends us the most and most wonderful glory hole content on Instagram. So
follow us on Instagram. Hold on. Let me read the thing that I'm supposed to say that we never got to because we just started talking about our lives. the gravy's out today, butt stuff. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we get right. You could tell a friend, you could write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. That's our website, nerdtalkplus.com. But if you go to social media and you want to find us on Instagram, you spell the whole thing out, nerdtalkplus, D-O-T-C-O-M, nerdtalkplus.com.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was well done.
Thank you.
We only got that 18 minutes into the show.
Yeah, not bad.
That's better than usual.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So we actually got a bunch of messages this week that I'm saying this week because, you know, as
we didn't check the social media for 7 months. Yes.
Yeah, for quite a while. Officer Brunch got in contact with us.
Oh, love you. Love you, OB.
And yes, he was responding to our D&D chart that he claims he is chaotic good.
So, the D&D chart, the alignment chart, is you make a 9 squares and then you go across, you say good, neutral, or evil, and then up and down you do good, neutral, or chaotic, or lawful, neutral, or chaotic. And so the middle square would be neutral, neutral, or true neutral, as you call it. And so you kind of can figure out who you are and plot yourself according to these things. I've known Officer Brunch since we were both in college together, and he was the straight edge guy that would pull up in his pickup truck in Arizona where this was legal and be like, all right, get all your dumbasses in the back when we were at a party. And, you know, 11 of us would get into the back of it. And then he would drive 95 miles an hour to get us home safe.
Hell yeah.
Like, he was putting us in tremendous danger. But also, he was making sure that we got home safe.
He was removing you from tremendous danger by putting you in tremendous danger.
Yeah, and so chaotic good is, like, he just messaged me this as well. He was like, chaotic good. And I was like, 100%, no doubt. Like, I just, like, stamped it right away. I was like, you got it. We don't have any discussion here. You're one of the most good people I know. But also, chaotic describes you very well. And so it made me appreciate that you are truly chaotic neutral, Siege. Because you're more down for the misfittery of evil. Yeah, exactly. And as we've just established, straight edge Officer Brunch, not.
I like how he is Officer Brunch, but yet he's chaotic good. Wouldn't you want him to be lawful good?
So... it's a thing, right?
Right.
Like, I imagine that Officer Brunch is the type of guy that, like, pulls you over and is like, better not run. The guy's like, I'm going to run. And then he punches you in the face. Like, I imagine that's the type of, like, where he's like, I'm a good person. I'm going to warn you. And I'm not going to pull out my gun and shoot you like some other police have been known to do from time to time. And said, I'll just sock you in the face. This is my guess about Officer Brunch. Please don't get mad at me. If I had to gauge your responsiveness to things, this is what I would imagine. Again, we call him Officer Brunch because we had a conversation over brunch, I believe is how we came up with his name. And I just left it at that to give him his anonymity.
Protect the innocent.
He's not a Seattle guy, so you're not going to figure it out. But anyway, he's a good dude.
I would be like,
a dear old friend.
I wish there was a way to say it like as chaotic lawful.
Because yeah, that's what I was thinking,
that's
too.
That's what I would seem for him. Yeah, he seems awesome.
Yeah, he's, Officer Brunch, if you're ever in Florida doing your side hustle, you should definitely reach out to Siege, because I would love to see what would happen if we're in our 40s now, and so it's a little different than it used to be. I feel like I feel like I don't have the same energy to be bad that I used to have. So. Okay, what else you got there, Siege? Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, sorry. Got a couple of different things here. I guess I mentioned something about Pokemon Go on one of the last episodes or whatever. Yeah. And I got a bunch of people sending me their friend codes. So we're now friends on Pokemon Go, including Teacher Brother.
Oh, Teacher Brother. Hi.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Great. I was kind of excited about that. And
we should see if we could get Teacher Brother to pop on the show. So to get him on before the next time Brandon gets back on,
we should just text him now and see if we can log on.
I'm not going to bother his family life right now, but yes,
I will. I don't care. And
chaotic neutral.
Brooker Bean has sent us a bunch of memes that I can and both cannot put on our social media feed. But I'm probably going to do it anyway. Yeah, and last but not least,
no one reposts them.
Yeah, right. And our also good friend and listener, Ari. Sorry about your mouth.
All right. What happened to our mouth?
I'll tell you about that later.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay. Anyway.
No, it's okay. It's good.
Okay. No, it's okay. Great. It's okay. Well, great. Okay. Well, thanks for reaching out. It's nerdtalkplus.com. You can spell it all out. Nerdtalkplus.com if you want to find us on Instagram. Nerdtalkplus.com will take you to our link tree so you can find all of us but Gravy on the internet there. And you can tell Brandon to get busy selling houses.
Because one last one. Somebody sent us a message that says, you just grazed over Japan has unleashed the military to deal with an invasion of bears and didn't get into it. Well,
Yep.
That's how we do this.
I'll tell you what. We'll be right back with This Week in Dreams, and then we'll talk about bears.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Siege, sometimes I read a Nerd Talk story and I need to write a joke for it in order to not have to actually, like, explain what's happening.
To avoid any and all science.
Yeah, and so sometimes I read these things, and today my joke was for you.
Oh.
And so I want to read you the story because you'll immediately be like, ah, yes, this makes sense. So... obviously, AI is finding its way into a lot of things. We're about to have the AI bubble burst, I think. And a lot of places where it's not needed. Like, I don't need an AI feature on my laundry dryer. It's something that they offer, but like I don't understand what it could possibly do other than be like, oh, my dryer's got AI. Let's charge an extra $200 for it. I don't.
I'm sensing how dry your clothes are.
I also don't need an explanation from the public. From you is fine, but like I don't need anyone to be like, oh, well, what it's actually. No, I don't need that. I get what they're getting at, but it's not.
I'm just making it up. I don't care.
Yeah, this is my point. I don't mind it from you, but I don't need someone to actually tell me what it's for because I think it's absurd and we don't by no means need it. Now, if you're telling me that there's AI that's observing the distant galaxies that we're taking pictures of to see how many galaxies we can spot and keep track of those, that's pretty cool. Or if it's you're using it to find cancerous cells within human tissue samples that otherwise would take doctors hundreds of hours. Also, great. Let's do that. But to be a sensor on my dryer, not I don't need that at all. So of course now AI has gotten extra creepy and it's found its way into kids' toys. And of course it's going terribly wrong.
Oh.
A cute little teddy bear called Kuma, which means bear in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little built-in speaker and an AI chip. And Gizmodo.com wrote this wonderful thing. It, as they were kind of testing it, it told users how to find a variety of potentially dangerous objects, including matches, knives, pills, and plastic bags.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you that I read machetes instead of matches three times on radio today, but my bad.
That's awesome.
Thought I was quoting it. Machetes and knives. So they go on to say the bear was also apparently willing to discuss illegal narcotics. The report mentions a conversation about cocaine.
Awesome.
On top of that, it's also talking about sexual fetishes. So it's also on the Epstein list.
And man. So,
and
I love Japan.
I think I don't think the Japanese made it. I just think they used the Japanese word for, I don't know. The timing on this, I think, is hilarious as ChatGPT, one of the language models that it has access to come up with this communication. They just opened up the restrictions on it so it can talk about sexual fetishes and immediately children's toys are doing that. But pretty weird, okay? It had to be blocked because by ChatGPT, by OpenAI, because it's a bit unhinged, right? Now, the part where I was saying I think it immediately becomes a joke, so I can transition out of the grenade I just threw.
Mm-hmm.
I read that it'll help you find machetes, knives, pills, and plastic bags. Plus, it talks about illicit things like cocaine. And I was like, well, I know what I'm buying my friend in Florida for Christmas.
Yes!
That's an adult toy for people in Florida.
Man, that's an adult toy that you can't have sex with. Well,
I mean,
maybe. I haven't seen it yet.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. I'll figure it out.
We'll just program Brandon's voice in it, talking to you, saying nice things to you.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. That's all I need.
Well,
I miss him so much. Need a hug.
Yeah, so anyway, this bear, it reminded me of that movie with Mark Wahlberg and Seth, what's his name?
Ted.
Called Ted, yeah. And I was like, oh, they made Ted. And then I'm like, can we feed Ted into this learning language model to make it even better / worse? I don't know, maybe.
The terrible New England accent.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds
really outstanding.
So anyway, there's your nerd talk, everybody. Everyone's all is like, not everyone. One person is like, nerd talk isn't very nerd talkish anymore. And I'm like,
shout out to Dave Clark.
There you go, Dave. There's your nerd talk.
I got a bunch of stuff we could talk about, nerd talk. I mean, we all like there was what
I got a bunch of stuff.
I mean, speaking of Pokemon Go, there's Pokemon World City Safari or whatever.
Hold on. The way you misspoke right there made it amazing. I want there to be a regional version of Pokemon in Spokane, and it's called Pokemon Go.
That would be good. I actually have a couple Pokemon from Spokane.
Spokemon?
Thank you. Steven will send them to you.
Great.
Teach your brother. Sorry.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. I've got stuff. I'm just saying that like normally we just, you know, giggle for 48 minutes and then play a dumb game and then call it a night.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, there's the Pokemon Go stuff. SpaceX and Blue Origin are launching rockets left and right because the government shutdown ended. So they're just like, we got to get all these things off in like a week. And
it's crazy that they worried about the government shutdown, that like the billionaires were like, well, we can't do anything without the government money. Like, shut up.
Exactly, right?
Just shoot your dumb rockets off and let the government pay you back. Although
SpaceX launched two of them today within 4 hours of each other.
The person running the government right now is not well known for
paying people back. He's not worried about the government shutdown either.
Anyway, they've launched two rockets at 4 hours apart from each other. Same launch pad?
Yeah. Well, same launch area. I think it was they're 41 and 42.
Okay. So
I
can't
remember which ones exactly. They have actually two launch pads. Yeah.
Cool. Man, that's impressive. The New Glenn launch, that has to do with Seattle a little bit there. Blue Origin sent up their New Glenn 2, which is somewhere between the, I have such a hard time believing it's not as powerful as the Falcon Heavy. Because it's so much larger.
It's not as powerful as the Falcon Heavy. I thought it's bigger or more powerful than the Falcon Heavy.
It is bigger, but it's not as powerful.
I don't believe that.
New Glenn versus Falcon Heavy. It's not as much as Starship, which is SpaceX's giant one.
It's
has a larger payload capacity and a more, this is not what it said last time. This is the problem with AI when you're searching on Google and it just tells you stuff. Last time I was like, that's not it. It said that it wasn't quite as powerful as the Falcon Heavy, but pretty close. Here it is. It just, here's some facts about it. Payload to low Earth orbit. Falcon Heavy can do 63.8 metric tons. New Glenn can do 45 metric tons. So it says New Glenn has a larger payload capacity and a more massive reusable first stage compared to Falcon Heavy. Then it shows the stats for it, and it's like Falcon Heavy, 63 metric tons, New Glenn, 45. The stats say the exact opposite thing of what the stupid story just said. The AI is garbage.
It's insane.
God, it makes me mad.
Like, literally just before we logged on to record, I updated my browser and it's got like the new AI button in the corner where I can just sit there and ask it questions. And I'm like, I don't want that. Get it off of my screen.
Get it. Like, stop making it slow everything down and then do a bad job.
Yeah.
It's
the worst.
So I don't know if you can believe the stats or not that it's giving, but Falcon Heavy can do about 30-something% more tonnage per launch. Which is crazy. Anyway, whatever, dude.
See, and I'm looking at it right here, and it's selling me the opposite. Here we go. We got New Glenn is taller and has a larger payload fairing, offering more cargo space, while Falcon Heavy has more total thrust. Yep. Which is, yeah, no.
But then it says, what are the payloads? I just need...
Just give me actual stats.
This is why you need the AI. The journalism, not the summary by the AI, because this is insane. Regardless, the Blue Origin team is partially based out of Kent, Washington, and this is like a big deal that they got this giant rocket. Not only did they, on their second test, get it up there, but then they also flew a NASA contract to send. This is one of the funniest things that we talked about all week, between you and I at least, where I kept thinking that it said that they had launched an Escalade. And I was like, I know Elon sent his dumb car up there when he sent the Falcon Heavy up the first time. And so I was like, it makes sense that they would send an Escalade.
Just launch a Cadillac.
And I was like, that's so crazy. And then I was like, it's got to be the name of like a project that they're doing. And so I looked it up and I was like, oh, yeah, Escalade is a couple satellites that they're sending to Mars. It's Escapade. Yeah. Twice. I thought machetes instead of matches and Escalade. After looking it up, I even typed Escalade and it like knew what I was looking for. It was like, all right, dummy, here's the Escapade.
I never learned to read.
I mean, it felt like little yellow, different. sorry.
How many people know what Newprint is that are listening to us?
Right. Yeah. What happened to Newprint? Is it still?
I don't know. Maybe it was toxic. Well, let's Google that. There you go.
Google will be like, it's the most popular headache medicine on the planet.
Right.
Except for it's fourth in popularity. Anyway.
It was discontinued by its original manufacturer, Bristol Myers Squibb, around 2002 due to intense competition from brands like Advil and Motrin. Okay. Cool. I guess it was... bought by the company that owns CVS, and now CVS sells it under their storm brand.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
That makes sense. It's actually kind of satisfying. If you haven't seen Wayne's World, by the way, it's like if you're young or it's been 20 years or whatever, it's well worth it to go back and watch the dumbest. Yeah. It's the dumbest movie. It's wonderfully dumb. Wow, that's like new Pink Floyd, wonderfully dumb.
Oh my God.
Forget being comfortably work. Numb.
Can we redo that? Wonderfully dumb.
This show is wonderfully dumb.
Hashtag wonderfully dumb.
Oh man, that's wonderful. I love it. That's like, I don't know if maybe we'll call this episode wonderfully dumb.
I was going to say, there you go. Write it down.
Wonderfully dumb. And
one of my favorite terms that I use is,
go.
It's where things are both wonderful and awful. I call them wonder awful. Or
wonderful.
I'm trying to get that better, but wonder awful is pretty much.
It's like I've spent the last 10 years trying to compare the soccer club I like, Arsenal, and then garbage at the same time, and it's like Garbarsenal. It's like that's about the closest I can get. Yeah. It's not quite there, but it's like I'm always like freaking Arsenal garbage ass team. This year they're doing well, but
wonderfully dumb is so much better.
Yeah, I have become wonderfully dumb. Now we're talking about what AI needs to be doing for us, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to see if my friend Neil will record that for us, okay?
That would be awesome.
I'll see if he can do that, because maybe we could have that as like a musical break in the middle of our show. That's a good idea.
This is the best thing we've ever done.
Okay, now, that's a little different for Florida, where Siege is at, because I could imagine alligators could also fill this role. But America is potentially about to have a new favorite pet after scientists noted that the American raccoon has been evolving in the presence of humans. And obviously, Pedro. I, like, want more raccoons in my life. I have this, like, memory of... We didn't have raccoons in New Mexico, really. I'm sure they were there, but we didn't have them. And I'm sure in Florida raccoons. It's complicated because the alligators probably eat them when they can or whatever. Do you have raccoons there?
Yeah, we got raccoons.
I can imagine because they're real swampy.
Like, I mean, I'm more in the city, but I mean, definitely once you get to a little bit more rural areas, there's raccoons everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, I was in Capitol Hill. My story comes from Capitol Hill, like right on Broadway. And I was outside smoking something. Across the street,
meth.
And I turn around, and there's a raccoon looking at me, and it's like, "We're gonna be cool, dude." And I was like,
"I'm cool if you're cool."
It had its paws up, and I was like pointing at it, and we circled around each other like a gunfight, and then we both got to like our respective like safety and ran away in the opposite direction from each other. Terrifying.
I've seen that.
It was. I wish someone would have seen it so they could have recorded.
Are you afraid of raccoons?
Am I? I'm afraid of things with rabies. If you had, this is my point.
Rabies is not so bad.
If you had a pet raccoon and you were like, want to hold it? I would be like, absolutely. I want to touch its cute little hands and pet its sweet little face. I bet you the coat is kind of like one of those oily coarse coats, but like, I want all of the raccoon. I want all of it. I want to rub my face in its belly. I'm probably allergic to them. Like, I want all of that, hell right? Yeah. So. Scientists got to studying the American raccoon, and I'd like to say that they're probably much more mischievous than any animal I've ever had. And my dog is a real pain in the ass, but they have those like really dexterous front paws. They don't have opposable thumbs. I looked it up, or at least that's what Google told me when I searched. Because who knows now?
Liar.
But I imagine they're like getting into my Oreos and stuff like that. I
have to go to Ask Jeeves.
So these scientists studied specifically the snout length. There's like a few indicators, but like if you study snout length, they noticed that it was getting shorter, which is a clear sign of domestication syndrome.
Really?
There's a few other things like the teeth change, the snout changes, they get fatter, like these things. And they noticed that the like snout is like 3 or 4% shorter than whenever they last gathered this data. And so sometimes it's about humans forcing domestication on animals, you know, like horses and dogs and stuff. If you see like
chimpanzees,
a wild,
gorillas. Like a wolf,
but if you see like a wolf, you're like, oh, that's not a dog, even though it is a dog. Like, that's not a dog. Those things are like badass. If you see my dog biting its own ass downstairs while it's rolling around on the couch, like That is a domesticated animal for sure.
I'd like to see a wolf biting its own ass. Ooh, if I was a werewolf, could I lick my own ass?
Absolutely, you could at half the time.
Yeah, only when there's a full moon.
Yeah, exactly. So,
waiting for that one night a month.
One day out of 28. Like Siege is the least productive werewolf ever. Some of them are out like pillaging and raping, and Siege is just like,
give me that
my
butt.
Own anus. Anyway, other than a few TikToks, like raccoons aren't typically pets. I've seen a few where there's like they're being rehabbed or whatever, but
yeah.
They're just thriving on living near us, which I think is
hilarious. Our garbage is like a gold mine for them.
It's like a sign of our tremendous waste. And then like the day that any city mandates that you have to do composting, the raccoons are like, we're free.
We're moving in.
Yes. I found a whole chicken carcass. This is amazing. Imagine like stuck on its head. Like, ah,
so what I'm trying to say over here is, or what?
I'm going to bring that chicken butt over here. What I'm trying to say is that I definitely want raccoons to be the next pet that people are like really into. And it doesn't have to be because they're already domesticating themselves. So,
man, I love that. The raccoons are great. I see people with sloths and we're going to have to ask our resident animal expert, Brooke Arbeen. Which animals are the ones that they're domesticating?
Like, are we allowed to have, what did you say, sloths?
I don't know, but I see people with them.
Can I have a sloth?
Can I have a sloth?
As a pet? No. You should not, it says. Okay, that want to be clear. Dude,
should is not anything chaotic, I care to hear about.
Chaotic neutral over here, don't care. That's the same response to should I give a sloth cocaine. It's like, you shouldn't. And like, well.
Wow. So Ask Jeeves, when I asked it, do raccoons have opposable thumbs, brought me to highqualityanimalfacts.com. Well,
yeah, but what could be further from a lie? Right. It's right there in the name.
Correct. Let's see. No, they don't. Wow, Google was right.
You ever seen a fat raccoon sitting on its butt with a bowl of cat food in between its legs that it's now taken over and it's just feeding itself with cat food one hand at a time?
There's like one of the TikToks that I've seen that like he's sitting there with like a full-on popcorn bowl size. He's got a full-on popcorn bowl like full of just garbage, and he's just eating it one hand at a time, shoveling into his face.
I like that. There's one video that I see where they have like a box that the raccoon can sleep in, and they have a camera on it, and the raccoon just—it's like the boxes, it's like a shoebox size, and the raccoon is so happy to be in it, and he just like turns over and rolls over the whole time and just snores and snores and snores. Oh, and I'm like,
so jealous.
You're the best.
I want a box I can sleep in.
Furthermore, they are not domesticated and can be dangerous due to their sharp claws and teeth, says the sloth. Yeah, what if they ever catch you?
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, how's it going to, is it going to bite slow? Like it doesn't like snap its jaw down. It's not like a shark. It's just like slowly incising you. Hold still.
It gnawed on me. I was asleep and it gnawed on my hand until I woke up. Hey, cut that out.
Took about 2 minutes before the skin broke, but
I think it's crazy that they think that sloths, there used to be gigantic sloths, like the size of like a, you know,
like a silverback gorilla sized sloth.
Yeah, so badass.
Are they that big now? How big is a sloth?
I think it depends on the sloth, and I think that some of them are like probably 8-year-old size, because I have an 8-year-old, and I'm like, yeah, you'd be a good size for a sloth. But I don't think they're that big. Average sloth size. How does it know?
Right?
It knows. Typically ranging, they're about the size of a medium-sized dog, but I have one of those. Typically ranging 21 to 29 inches in length and weighing between 9 and 17 pounds. That's not a medium-sized dog. That's a small dog.
That is a very tiny dog.
While two-toed sloths are slightly larger, both types fall within this general size range, says AI Overview. They sleep an average of 9.6 hours a day. That's not even that much, man. That's Wikipedia now. I believe that more, I guess. Anyway. Yeah.
Man, Ask Jeeves is not that great. Let's try Bing. I'm going to Bing it.
Who knew? I have amazing questions for Brandon that I need him here for because his brain would run with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so disappointed that he's not. Hold on. Brandon, can you jump on for 10 minutes? Phone is fine. I just have questions. One specifically, it's such a callback to something that is right up his alley and his type of thinking and his interests. And I just want him to answer the freaking, questions for me.
According to Bing.com, the extinct species Megatherium Americanum was one of the largest ground sloths, measuring up to 20 feet, 6.1 meters, and weighing around 4 tons, 40,000 pounds.
Wait, that's a ton is not 10,000 pounds,
buddy. T-O-N-N-E-S. No, 4 tons would be 8,000, right? Yeah.
That's
40,000 like, pounds. Somebody put that wrong in there. Yeah, 20 feet.
I mean, I could be wrong. I'm an idiot, so.
A ton is 2,000 pounds. So,
yeah.
Or is a ton with two N's and an ES different than a T-O-N? Bing!
Help us out, Bing.
Ton versus tons.
There's a guy in our office that we used to work with, and his last name was Bing, and that I wish that I would have ever had the chance to be like, Bing! Come on!
Wow.
Yeah.
A ton, T-O-N, often refers to as a short ton, is primarily used in the United States and is equivalent to 2,000 pounds. A ton, T-O-N-N-E, is also known as a metric ton, is used in most other countries and is equal to 1,000 kilograms, 2,204.62 pounds.
So that was, okay, I'm glad to know that because in my mind I was like, a ton is more than 2,000 pounds. It's like 2,000 something, which I said, yeah. I think, a couple times there. And so that's nice to know that it's 1,000 kg then as opposed to 2,000 pounds.
That's only if it's spelled with two N's and an E. If it's a T-O-N, it's short ton because we're here in America.
I kind of like that, to be honest, because I need the short version is the easy one for me to do with our math. That's kind of helpful. But if we just did everything in metric, then that would just go away, I guess.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have to worry about how many pounds is 1,000 kilograms.
Yeah. It would only take one generation, 4.62. Man.
Yeah. That's all we need. So what are you trying to say? Extinction event?
Let's take a break and come right back. I've got a thought about time next on Nerd Talk Plus.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great. So, Siege, a thing happened today where I was at work, and I was thinking about how up until just a few years ago, time was so much more relative for everybody, because who had the right time? And everyone was just setting their time and their watches and their clocks based on one another. And so, like, the standard for time was just like this kind of like telephone game. And like somebody maybe would have like call the atomic clock, like something that was set to call the bank,
yeah,
and it's set to atomic clock time or yeah, whatever. My dad had an atomic clock in the kitchen, and every day, I didn't live there anymore, but at 1 o'clock it would go off, and then at 1:07 it would go off again to make sure that it was like set correctly.
Just an atomic bomb in the kitchen.
Oh, is this? Oh, wait, we got a Brandon.
What?
Yes. Sorry. And so, I got to thinking about like how crazy it is that with the introduction of the digital age that we're in right now, and specifically with these phones that constantly communicate with like a mothership, like it's such an anomaly to have something that's not in sync with time. Like, our iPhones say the same or set to the same time, to that universal time code, just adjusted for where we're at.
Yeah.
But like, it's going to be the top of the hour at the same time for both of us within like probably hundredths of a second around the world. As there's like a universal time for everything, and all devices operate kind of off of the same little factor of time. I can't stop thinking about how we like got rid of some of the gray in life by like having timestamps that like are universal across the planet.
That's true. I look over, I have a wall clock on my wall right now, right next to me. Sorry, I was speaking to the microphone. I have a wall clock right on the wall right next to me right now. And it says it is 5:13 PM. Meanwhile, it is 10:57 PM.
Yeah.
So I probably need to adjust the batteries or something.
Isn't that wild? Like I have a nice watch that I like got for when I got married, and occasionally I put on a suit and I'll go to wear the watch and I'm like, wait, what? How come you're not set anymore? And then I'm like, oh, as if you're going to actually look at it for the test. So I just put it on,
right?
And I'm like, look at me. I've got a watch. But yeah, it's like my Apple Watch always knows exactly what time it is. And it even pretends like it's keeping a second hand going and stuff. Mm-hmm. And all of the computer clocks in my house, of which there are numerous, are all on the same thing. Now, for some reason, I have an AI freaking laundry machine, but I don't have my like oven, which connects to the internet, won't automatically keep time.
So why does your oven connect to the internet?
Why does the oven connect to the internet, Siege? It doesn't have any features that
can
work.
You turn it off from space?
No, you can't. It just connects to the internet because devices should do that.
So you can't. So it connects to the internet as a safety feature for you to turn off from work, just in case you left the oven on.
I don't even know if it's that for that purpose.
No, I know. I'm just making stuff up as usual, but it can't do that. That's so stupid. What does it do?
Maybe it can. Maybe I'm the stupid one because I have become wonderfully dumb.
It's to keep the clock right. And even then, anytime the electricity goes out, you have to reset it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have one of those Bose bedside radios.
Those are awesome.
With a CD player in it, and it's like
it's CD.
25 years old, probably. Yeah. And that's not connected to the internet, and so whenever the time changes or the power goes out, I have to reset that. They made
that uses terrestrial radio. I know because I have one too.
There we are. And yeah, that one, it's so easy to reset the time on because it really hustles through the numbers, which I appreciate.
Well, hell, we used to announce the time on the freaking radio breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. Even,
yeah, and hell, at the top of the hour with a station ID.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's like this is like such a dead era, but like maybe some stations still do this or whatever, but you'd be like, with traffic on the sevens, I'm sure they still do.
Well, like and, down here, I know, actually, the Odyssey block still use, one of my friends, Gia, does the traffic and weather, does the time and temperature. On the Odyssey block here in Miami.
Like my car knows what time it is all the time. Like I haven't had to set the time in there ever. Cause it just connects to the satellites. And then it's like, okay, your time set. That's
it's like, don't worry about it. We figured it out.
Because think about how, like, there's like some, that's kind of damning because there's a certain amount of wonder to not prescribing to things like that, to like,
yeah,
I don't care if my watch is set to the right time or whatever, who cares when I show up? If you can't avoid it because it's setting itself automatically and it's not an option not to, that's pretty weird. It's like kind of taken away some of the, I don't know, some of the oil in the water, you know? It's like
it's taken away a lot of our responsibility,
but so also it's
now we just
but also of, like but also it's put us in a cage a little bit.
True. I mean, hell, the invention of the cell phone period and texting like that has put us in a cage. I mean, I can't just leave the house now and have nobody find me. You know, I can't leave work. Like people from work can text me at any time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just
get
worst.
A hold of me that. Yeah. No, I can't just put business hours on it. That's why I have, that's why I have the multiple phone numbers.
I did not know you have multiple phone numbers. So you
know. Yeah, no, you got the good one.
I have this crazy idea. I've recently gotten off of TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about it at the top of the show, and it's giving me back some of my time, which is really interesting because it's a real problem. And I realized, and I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to buy a new Apple Watch. Because that's what I need, is more technology that's connected to the automatic time machine. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to buy a new Apple Watch, because mine does not do this, and set it up so it has the cellular access to it.
Oh, okay.
And then make sure, you know, I can like hook my headphones to it, my earbuds to it, my AirPods is what they're called, and then have all my books and music and stuff saved to it as much as I can or whatever. And then I think I'm going to start leaving my phone at home and carrying my camera places. And just like people can text me and I can voice to text or whatever, and it'll be garbage. And I can like look up directions on my watch or whatever and have it navigate for me. Probably, I think.
Can you do all that?
I mean, I think as long as it's set to cellular where it's getting a space signal, I think you can. I can definitely voice to text to my watch all the time. Like that's like a, but I have to have my phone present because it needs to be able to talk to the satellites. If I get the cellular version, then I can talk to the satellites, and I think I can just go without a phone.
That's awesome.
And like maybe I have the phone when I drive and I just leave it in the, you know, glove box or whatever. Like I think I can get away with not having my phone and just using it at work.
I have a flip phone that I will send you if you want to just get off the phone completely.
I want two phones though. Because I need it.
That's the opposite of what you were trying to do.
Well, that's what the second introducing phone is,
a
the watch.
Second phone.
The watch is the second phone. Okay. The point is that I want.
You want your ease of information.
Well, but I also need, like, for work,
people being able to bother you.
I also need to, for work, be able to take, upload videos and stuff like that. And so, like, I'll have a device with me that can do video and connect to Instagram. But like after work, And when I go to pick up my kid, why take my phone? Just like have my watch only.
Yeah.
And if I have my camera, and if something cool happens, I can take a picture of it as a photographer and then not have to worry about it.
Can your watch connect to Instagram or upload videos or whatever?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were saying.
No. I just want to only do that stuff. I only want to do Instagram in like while I'm at work until 10 a.m. I can do as much Instagram and stuff as I need. Gotcha. But then like when I'm done with my day, turn off the phone and just like put it away. And then like if I need to post to Instagram, then I can turn it back on when I need to post something. But for the most part, I can just leave it at my house. When I go for a dog walk or whatever, I can listen to my audiobook from my watch.
But how are you going to get all our dumb memes that we send?
Yeah, I'll probably not get as many of those.
Whoa! There he is.
Hi, guys.
Look at that.
Hey, big boy.
What are you doing?
Just, you know, enjoying my corner of the living room that I've been sequestered to.
Are you in trouble?
No. It's just a funny corner that I sit in. It's like my coffee corner, you know, in the morning. Every morning I come over here and I sit and drink coffee. Don't let the tissues in the corner fool you. That this is what I use this corner for.
It's the crying corner, only he's crying from his wiener. Well, Brandon, I'm so glad you could join us because I have a couple questions that I think that I really want you to be able to be here for, okay?
Great.
One of them is really important, and this is a question that I think you're going to be well suited to answer. If a fish smokes a joint,
yes,
does it smoke it through its mouth or its gills? Discuss.
I mean, I think it takes the drag from the mouth and expels the smoke from the gills.
Yeah, I think that's We've solved this. Like,
Let me go.
I'm like, wait a second. I think it's in through the gills and out through the gills. So, how is it holding the joint? Is the question.
I mean, someone's forcing it. I mean, this is not. It doesn't have a choice.
Greg is holding it right to its lips.
It's no wonder that all of the fish that are always depicted in like the shark tail and what's the other one? Nemo, Finding Nemo. Like all the fish that are always depicted in those are like tropical fish with long flowing fins. Like you never seen a salmon. You've never seen them try to make like, how are we going to make a salmon look like it has arms?
DuckDuckGo has AI now too.
What is DuckDuckGo?
It's another search engine.
I'm thinking that it'd be hilarious to put like a spliff on a hook and try to fish.
With a joint.
You just get like, depending on freshwater or ocean fish.
What happens
I think
if
it
you,
might be different.
What happens if you got like a big straw and you had a tank with fish in it and then you blew weed smoke into the tank? Do the fish get
like
high?
A bubble.
Yeah.
Oh. The
weed bubble.
The little oxygenator bubble thingy that you have.
You can infuse. I mean, they have like infused drinks nowadays.
But I want it to be smoke.
Question for the animal expert.
Yeah. I don't want them to do edibles. I want them to smoke.
Yeah.
wait, put a fish in a water bong.
Do a gravity bong in a fish.
Somebody's
tank.
Definitely done that. Come on. Somebody's definitely done
fish
that.
Fish is just tumbling around.
Does it have to be a blowfish?
You guys ever had that like that scenario? That's funny. That was really funny. Sorry, I'm saying. Yeah.
Damn it.
It has to be a suckfish.
That's for Brandon.
You guys ever have that like feeling when you do get like really stoned and then you look at an animal and you're like, I'm like 90% sure you understand everything that I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like if only I could speak. Like I remember one time I was very high and I was in my bedroom and I was looking at my dog Siggy, RIP Pepper in peace.
And, both Siggies are dead now. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man.
Did Big Siggy die of bone cancer like mine? Probably not.
So
anyway, but I remember looking at him and being, I don't even know what I did, but I was just looking at him and I was like, I 100% for real. It wasn't like a, wouldn't it be weird if you started speaking to me? It was like, I expected him at any point was going to start speaking English words to me.
I mean,
I understand, Brandon, the depression has got a grip on you right now, but you're going to make it, buddy. And you're like, what? Buddy,
I know I usually don't say anything, but you got to get this. You got to get it together, pal.
Anyway, Ziggy Schmidt died on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Of what year? It was like 2018.
He was awaiting a heart transplant at Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Now, you've missed it, Brandon, but we've been over this. AI is absolute garbage because I was like, Siege and I were discussing which rocket was more powerful, the Falcon Heavy or the New Glenn. And it was like, oh, the Falcon or the New Glenn is definitely more powerful. And then it like provides the stats for it. And the stats say the exact opposite thing. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it tells you, it basically tells you what you want to hear. Like, I think we've discussed that before. Like,
with AI confidence.
Will just always, because it wants you to continue to use it. So if you feel like you can, if it makes you feel smart. So like, I mean, same exact thing happened a couple of days ago because I was arguing with one of our friends about super lame dad stuff about like when you leave your house, should you turn your thermostat down to save energy? So should you turn, you know, if you keep your house at like 66, like when you, or sorry, 69, if you leave your house at 69, should you put it down to 60 when you leave? And then when you get back, turn it back up. And I'm of the mind that if you turn the house down all the way, so you're 7 degrees or however many degrees lower, when you come back, your furnace has to work just as hard,
correct,
if not harder, to produce the amount of heat in order to get back up to the thing. So even though you like if you leave it at the same temperature when you leave, then the furnace just maintains that and only has to turn on in spurts. And the my friend disagreed, and so we took it spurt. That's a word that's like not a dirty word, but it's a good is
word. spurt
because it just kind of sounds like sperm and squirt.
Yeah.
Which are both excellent.
Yeah. What if you could squirt sperm?
Taco Bell.
Anyway. You can. I did.
Yeah, you've got proof you can.
You've got tissues right next to you. Yeah.
It's more of an ooze.
Coffee corner. Yeah.
But anyway, we go to the AI of choice, whichever one they were using. And the thing was like, yes, it's definitely more efficient for your furnace to if you just leave it at the same temperature the whole time instead of always turning on and like aha, and then you keep reading and it's like, however, it's actually way better to turn it down, and I'm like, this is stupid.
Which is
so
it?
she was like, we're both right, and I'm like, no, AI is just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, specifically in the summertime, when you're trying to cool a house, it's way more challenging to cool something down. So if you like turn off your air conditioner and open up all the windows for the day, and then you try to like get it cool later on, when it gets hot out or whatever, like it's a losing battle. You'll never get it done.
I think that's what I was going to jump in with too. And plus, with your air conditioner, if you're trying to cool something down and you want to keep it at that cool temperature, keep it low on your thermostat. Otherwise, trying to get it back to it makes the air conditioner work harder, and you end up using more Freon, and that ends up freezing the condenser, which then you actually have to shut it off because it's working too hard. It freezes it. Then you have to shut it off and let it melt, and you lose all your coolness anyway.
Now, Brandon,
this has been Nerd Talk HVAC Attack.
For real. Nerd Talk for reals.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon, unfortunately, your friend, neighbor, whatever, was right, because then your furnace immediately died. So
yeah. This was it prompted the furnace dying is what prompted the whole thing.
She was trying to tell you why she was victim blaming you.
Exactly. She was like, well, why'd you dress like that?
If you wouldn't have dressed your furnace like such a slut, then. Okay. next time, I guess we're kind of, I don't want to keep you too long, Brandon, but next time, if you'll join us, I want to talk about sex robots and how good will robots have to be good enough. Next time, not Nerd Talk Plus.
Can I just give you the TLDR? Not that good. They don't have to be that good.
They just have to have something I can put stuff in,
like a suckfish.
Wait, was that your other question? Was that your? because the ADD took us from fish getting high to why using too much Freon will freeze the condenser and that's bad.
Back to suckfish. Okay, I landed the plane.
You really did.
According to Encyclopedia Britannica, gills work by allowing fish to extract oxygen from water as it flows over them, while water enters through the mouth, passes over the gill filaments where oxygen is absorbed into the blood, and then exits through the openings in the side of the pharynx.
Suck on that joint, fish.
You got to put the joint in the mouth.
Put it in the urethra, then into the mouth.
Ask the sex robot question because you want to have sex with my furnace?
No, you haven't been on the show at an appropriate time in so long, and last week I forgot, which is killing me. I've had this on the list of things to ask about for more than a month.
Decades.
Let's talk about it.
Next time on Nerd Talk Plus.
No!
I have become wonderfully dumb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.